Train big as if you'll live forever, but live today as if you'll die tomorrow. Just a really good daily reminder of, yes, being really clear about your vision, but loving every moment on the journey.
This is Property Invest Story, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. In this episode, we are back with Bushy Martin, a property investor with a $4 million portfolio, aiming to spread his knowledge and experiences to help property investors. Discover the six components to a successful investment mindset and which books to read when it comes to starting out in property investment. When Martin first started out in property investment, he was quick to adopt the six components of motivation and mindset to ensure he could handle the stress of investing mentally.
There's six P's in mindset this is a lot of thinking I've forced myself to do in relation to the book. And if I break those six P's down, it's purpose, perspective, plan, proactive, probability, patience and persistence. And what I mean by that is, if I break that down into your thinking around that, you need to be clear on your purpose, and this needs to be supported by a perspective of exactly how you want to live. You then create a plan of how to get you from where you are to where you want to be, and you need to be proactive by implementing the action to make that happen. And that needs to sit comfortably with your probability, risk, or your sleep at night factor. And you then need to monitor the performance of your investment and, most importantly, have the patience and persistence to stay the course and see it through.
This mindset was pivotal in helping Martin take action and stop procrastinating.
So my biggest issue around mindset initially was what I call procrastination, because it's the old analysis paralysis, because I am a numbers person and I'd like to really delve into things before I take the jump. Then early on, that kept me out of the market because the perfect property wasn't there. And what I've since learned, there's no such thing as the perfect property, and the best time to invest is every time you can afford to. And most of the growth is in the location, not the particular property itself.
Martin also found that he needed to be incredibly patient and expect profitable returns only in the long term.
So if you focus on getting in the right area and then selecting the right property that's going to get the highest growth at your affordability in that particular location, then that's what's going to get you there. And as I say, the key piece around mindset, though, is that long-term approach. And that's a difficult one now because we just don't have any patience. We are born and bred in a world now where everything's instant. And as I say, a big part of getting your mindset right is making sure that you're treating time as your friend and embracing time and expecting that it's going to take time to get the maximum results. Because, as Albert Einstein coined compounding returns, the eighth wonder of the world, it's the old story that 80% of the growth comes in the last 20% of the time when we're looking at something that's going to compound progressively. And so getting really clear on that patience and persistence, and then having the discipline.
Martin also warns against too much involvement with an investment property, instead encouraging investors to merely monitor their property with a team of professionals rather than play around with it too much.
The interesting thing is that I find is that people want to play with stuff too much. So, yes, you've got to be very careful when you get in, but once you get in, just get out of the road. Let it do its thing. Yes, monitor it. I'm not saying just forget about it. You've got to make sure that you're managing your team. What I often say is you've got to manage your managers. So if you've got a team around you, property investment advisor, mortgage broker, you've got your financial planner and you've got your accountant, they're the four keys initially, and then all the other players, your property manager and everyone else is part of it, you've got to manage them. So don't assume that buying the property is the end of the journey. You just make sure you're keeping them on their toes. But if you've got good ones in the first place, that makes it easy. But treat time as your true friend rather than the foe. Everyone in this current society treats time as our enemy because we want it to happen yesterday. And that thwarts our ability to really enjoy long-term success. And whatever that is, it's not just property, it's anything. If you give it time and you set it up the right way, then you're going to get the results. So the biggest challenge I think most of us has in mindset is developing those patience and persistence muscles.
While Martin has had many influential mentors in his life, the most influential has been his father-in-law, a Hungarian who had fled to Australia during the Russian Revolution.
I've had a whole series of mentors over the years. Like the mentors tend to change based on my own development at the time. The baseline mentors are my father and my father-in-law. My wife Sonia's father-in-law was an amazing man who he's passed away unfortunately last year, but in terms of a role model, just inspiring. He's a Hungarian who broke the border during the Russian Revolution, got to Australia with four kids in tow and a suitcase. And he went from zero to bust a couple of times because he absolutely fearless. He's a man who saw his father put an axe through the back of a Russian soldier's head and buried him under the floorboards just because they were about to machine gun the family. And that's the age of four. So I think what comes with that is a fearlessness. I mean, it's like, well, if it doesn't kill you, then let's have a go. That's pretty much his attitude. And he used to say, you know, someone would say, oh, I've got a problem with this. And he says, well, did someone die? Oh, it's not a problem then. It's just a challenge.
And, I like that very much.
Yeah, it's spot on. It puts a perspective on everything. And I could write a book actually on his life story. But the take home for me, he actually gave me the courage to jump out of architecture. That was around the time that I first met him. And I looked at what he'd achieved in his life and his feelings. Ability to get out and have a go. I mean, in his mid-70s, he used to go and visit some of his friends in a nursing home, and he was so appalled at how they were being looked after. He went and bought a bus, and he used to be a chef, so he started cooking and bringing food into them and then taking them out on day trips because he was so and didn't get a paid cent to do this, but he wanted to make sure that they're enjoying it. And quite a few of them were younger than he was, but made sure that they're enjoying their twilight years.
In addition to what Martin's father-in-law had taught him, he also lives by a quote from popular author Jeff Olson.
If we talked about a quote that I tend to live life by, it is that one, and that's the one by Jeff Olson, which says very simply that life is a curve construction, time is the builder, and your choices are the master architects. That's a brilliant credo that I tend to live on because it makes me focus on, well, what am I doing now that's going to contribute to where I want to be? And that it acts as a magnet but also a compass. So magnetically I'm attracted to make sure that everything I do takes me there, but also a compass in that if something isn't going to take me closer to where I want to be, then I don't do it. So it helps me to say no.
Every day, Martin strives closer to his goals by being clear with his intentions and developing them with discipline.
But if I was giving some sort of summary advice to someone, there's probably three things I would say, Tyrone. That is, live by design, not by default. So become intentional. Focus with your intention, because if you do so, intention plus attention equals no tension. You get if you're very clear on where you're heading, then you can actually relax and you have the peace of mind of knowing that you're doing the right thing. I'd also say that freedom follows foster. And what I mean by that, foster's a nicer word than discipline. I could say freedom follows discipline because they're the opposite. If you want to be freedom, then you've got to apply discipline. That's pretty much as simple as that. But if you're fostering something, that comes back to that gardening concept I was talking about, is fostering something and growing and nurturing over time. And finally, and I'm not sure where this quote comes from, but I would, I say this to my son, and I've said this in the book, and that is that dream big as if you'll live forever, but live today as if you'll die tomorrow.
Marta claims that the property investment field is all about numbers and sustainability and encourages fellow investors to work towards realistic goals while keeping their freedom in mind.
So as I reiterate, property is a game of finance. It is all about the numbers. But you're only going to sustain it if you're very clear on what the vision of the outcome is. And again, that's the piece that I think a lot of people don't spend enough time on. I've learned over the years, and I'm now sort of mid-50s, fulfillment really for me is when I give freely to others. But I can only give freely to others if I'm in a position where I've got time on my hands. And if I link that to freedom, for me, freedom is being able to do what you want when you want. But if you don't have that time on your hands because you're on the treadmill paying the bills, paying the mortgage and doing the rest of it, then that doesn't work. So time is the key ingredient. If you've got time on your hands, then you can be fulfilled because you have the energy and you have the time to actually be helping others to achieve what they need to achieve. And that's where we really became what I call passive aggressive. You've heard that term, but passive aggressive is a term that we talk to people about. You've got to be aggressive about being passive in terms of building your wealth. And then the freedom formula then that flows from that is a pretty simple process because it's have you heard of preventative health? You know, the concept of preventative health where you sort of focus on a good diet, daily exercise, rest, and taking multivitamins. Well, in my upcoming book, we've adopted that and called it preventative wealth. And preventative wealth is really aimed at trying to alleviate what I often refer to as the diseases of HIV and STD that a lot of people suffer from. And it's not the ones you might think they are. It's HIV is high income virus and STD is sexually transmitted debt. And what I mean by that is you get married and you get a massive home loan, a massive car loan, your credit cards are out of control. And then all of a sudden you become trapped on the treadmill and you have to work to sustain that level of debt. So the concept of preventative wealth is really starting to take prescribed doses of multivitamins. And it's really a time release income replacement program over 10 to 20 years that will ultimately grow, protect and maintain your lifestyle long term. So we start with, and this is something that's easy for people to get their head around, we start with your freedom numbers.
Martin gives us an example of what he means by freedom numbers and states the importance of sustainable investment.
So if, let's say your combined household income at the moment, Tyrone, was 150 odd grand, then 80% of that is pretty much going to maintain the sort of same sort of lifestyle you're enjoying. And if that's a pretty good lifestyle, we start there. So let's say that's 120 grand, that's your lifestyle number. We're then going to work out your nest egg number. So if you get a 5% return on any income producing asset and 120 grand is what you need, then we need 2.4 mil as your nest egg number. And then we incorporate your break-free timeline. So if you said to me that's 20 years time, then your freedom number in property terms is just two properties. And for most people, two properties is very achievable. But the key exercise there is the time. If you drop that to 10 years, you've got to double the number of properties you need. So when I hear a lot of these speakers talking about 10, 15, 20 properties, for the average Australian who actually enjoy their work and they enjoy their career, they don't want to create a second job in property, but they want to know that their future's been looked after by investing in growing assets, then two to four properties is pretty achievable for most. And if you've done the homework on making sure they're in the right areas that are going to optimise its growth.
He also recommends investors play the waiting game, as from his own experiences, investors who are in for the short term will never come out on top.
And when I refer to mindset, I'm talking about becoming a farmer. I'm off the land, so I understand this, but what I see a lot of these days, Tyrone, is that we live in the instant iPhone everything world. And what's happening as a result of that is that our patience and persistence muscles have atrophied. We don't use them. And therefore, time becomes our enemy because we have to have everything now. Whereas in my parents' generation, as farmers, they learnt that good fruit was produced over the long term. So they'd plant a seed today. They cultivate it, they weed it, they take it through the the droughts and the cold, wet winters. They'd fertilise it, they'd trim it back, and in 15 or 20 years, they've got an orchard of shady trees with some very full fruit. And that mindset, if you go into property thinking you're going to make a lot of money in a short space of time, from the experience I've had, you're kidding yourself. And so if you adopt that sort of long-term hold exercise, and then you exercise discipline and sticking to it and believe in the system, and then get out of the way actually and get on with your life, then you're going to make the distance.
Martin also accredits his success in the field to his wife and his property investment team. Effective communication and networking allowed Martin to safely invest and expand his knowledge on the industry.
And then the last two components are N for network. So what I mean by network is property is definitely a team game. And what I mean by a team game is in several layers. So we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for Sonia and I. We're both on the same page. So as husband and wife, we work very closely together to make sure that we're building our wealth over time and we understand exactly how that operates. It's very difficult if you're trying to do it on your own. And then beyond that, I often refer to property as a specialist sport. It's an elite team sport. So you're the owner of the team. You're not even a player. If you're a player on that team, then you're in trouble, because unless you're an expert, you're going to be up against others and you're not going to do well, and you'll be taking your eye off the ball in terms of what you're doing as far as your own career is concerned. So you surround yourself with a property investment advisor, a really good accountant, and a financial planner, and those three together will come up with an integrated strategy that looks at where you are, where you need to get to, and how that's going to happen. And then beyond that, that team, particularly the property investment advisor, then introduces either a buyer's agent of an existing property or a project manager if it's a new build, to again act on your behalf to then keep all the other players in the game honest. So obviously the agents, the builders, need a really good quantity surveyor to make sure the depreciation's right, and then make sure, and that the one of the key players that people don't focus on enough is the property manager, because they are the people that we're looking after your property for the longevity. And there's some really average property managers out there. It's worth really spending some time to get a good one. So that's the network side. And then finally, the strategy piece. And as I say, covered the strategy already. It's just a matter of pinpointing where you are on the capital growth to cash flow curve.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve deeper into Martin's investing strategy, where he explains the importance of cash flow affordability.
So from a ongoing sustainability perspective, the aha moment for us was recognising that new build properties provided a significant opportunity to continue doing it because of its cash flow affordability.
His plans as a property investment advisor for the future.
I'm really excited about helping to inspire and motivate others to recognise that opportunity. And
the key to personal habit to his investment success.
So the habit of an annual revisit of your vision is an absolute key.
And that's next. I'm Tyron Shum, and you're listening to Property Invest Story. Are you looking at buying property? Unsure which suburb to choose? Let me share with you an amazing tool. It's called Location Score, and it's the simplest way to decide where to buy profitable property all over Australia. Created by property experts Ben Kingsley, Bryce Holloway, and Jeremy Shepherd. You can check it out at propertyinvestory.com/location score. Instead of investing in existing properties, Martin now focuses money on newly built properties. As he finds them, they are more sustainable with his income and more profitable in the long term.
When we started investing in property, again, we're pretty time poor. So we focused on existing properties in what we identified as potentially growth areas over time. And from a capacity perspective, that was okay because they're growing in equity and we could borrow against them. But what we're finding over time is it was biting because they're effectively negatively geared. Because there's a shortfall between the rental income and the costs of holding the property, where you get to a point where you really can't afford to do any more. And we're fortunate enough to rub shoulders with an accountant who also a very active property investor. He's now our accountant, obviously. And he opened our eyes to the benefits of building in the context of stamp duty savings, as well as the tax depreciation benefits. So, you know, the simple example I use on a $400,000 property, for an existing property, once you weave in all of the costs in securing and holding the property, you're not going to get out of it much for less than a shortfall of somewhere between $150 and $300 a week. And that's a real raw cost. And that's assuming that your borrowings are somewhere between 80 and 90%. So you're leveraging the portfolio pretty heavily in the early days. Versus if you do a new build property exactly the same value, then it ranges from cash flow neutral through to sort of 20 or 30 bucks a week. So from a ongoing sustainability perspective, the aha moment for us was recognising that new build properties provided a significant opportunity to continue doing it because of its cash flow affordability.
Marta encourages investing beginners to be intentional about every step they take towards their goals and to take action with certainty and confidence.
So I went back 20 years. It would be similar to what I've been reinforcing similar messages, really, and that is to live by design, not by default. That would be the key, because if you're intentional about how you're investing every second, great things can happen. But if you're not, it's very easy to get off track and for life to be happening to you and end up in a place that you don't expect, because it's that incremental. You're either moving up or you're moving down. You're not, either way, you're going somewhere. So by being very intentional about where you're spending your time each and every day, then the reason I say that, in my my early 20s, I was pretty ambitious. I was focused on the work routine, but I didn't really seriously get into the investment side of life until that major crisis, because it really forced me to stop and prop and have a look at, well, what have I learned from this and what am I going to do differently? If I'd taken that advice and started that when I left school, then life's really good now, but I would have been doing it 10 years earlier.
In the near future, Martin is planning to take advantage of today's advanced information systems to share his own experiences and knowledge with other investors.
Yeah, well, I reckon there's never been a better time to invest in property. And the reason I say that, Tyrone, is that we've never had access to the level of information that we can get our hands on for free that used to take 10 times as long to get, if you could get it at all. And what really excites me is that because of the access to that information, without drowning yourself in it, there's going to continue to be some very exciting ongoing opportunities in the property sphere. And it won't be everywhere. I mean, in some of the booms in days gone by, just put a property, any property, and it would do okay. That's certainly not going to be the case moving forward. But applying a little bit of due diligence to the process will mean the property, particularly in areas where you've got a strong and growing income base, which is driven around employment, the property side's going to continue to do well. And what excites me personally about that is that through my book, The Freedom Formula, and the upcoming podcast, Get Invested, which will be going live soon, I'm really excited about helping to inspire and motivate others to recognise that opportunity and really put themselves in a position where they can live life on their own terms.
Having applied his six-component mindset, Martin has successfully built a portfolio of 12 properties worth approximately $4 million, all with positive cash flow.
So we've got 12 properties, and that means diddly squat. Actually, I often say that's almost a bit of biggest dickus routine. I always hear people bragging about the number of properties. It's not the number of properties, it's the net equity you've actually got that's going to give you the wealth and generate the income. So we've got 12 properties, but they're quite low-cost properties. So three of those are in the States. They're all existing properties, and they are cash flow vehicles that we've utilised. So they're actually pretty good returns from a cash flow perspective. So that's three existing there. We've got we started with three existing properties here south of Adelaide, and then the rest of the portfolio is new build properties. The net asset base is about 4 million, roughly. It varies with valuations, obviously, these days, and but it's around about 4 mil. Without going into the nitty-gritties, we've got some pretty high-yielding properties amongst those, quite exceptional yields, given some structuring that we've been able to take advantage of. It gives us a really good cash flow.
However, Martin believes that success in property investment is relative, as the end goal is to meet each investor's individual idea of a comfortable lifestyle.
I always ask people, how much is enough? Because once you know how much is enough, all we need to do is generate the property equity that's going to give you that, and that's game over. So, you know, as we said before, if 120 grand is enough to give you a comfortable lifestyle, then, and you've got 20 years to do it, that's two properties. And that's it. So you don't need to go gangbusters here and get silly about it. But I early on, we bought some very cheap properties. I mentioned that $80,000 property, and we bought a bunch of others that are pretty low. So the number of properties doesn't mean much at all, but it's the equity growth that we're most interested in and what that then allows you to do. And we've got that mix of high-yielding properties in it that balances the cash flow side of things. So, but initially all about growth, later about cash flow.
Besides your mentors, are there any other resources such as books which have helped you achieve your success in property investment?
Yes, I've got an absolute library of them. I've always got 5 books on the go. I love reading, and my evenings are spent diving into books. So I don't listen to the news, and quite consciously don't plug into mass media because it's all about greed, fear and depression. So I tend to fill my mind with stuff that improves my outlook and increases my skills. So there's some absolute crackers, mate, that I would recommend to people, not just getting involved in property, but just getting their lives on track. And I'd start with a book called Life in Half a Second by Matthew Michalowicz. That was very inspirational and motivational to me, because the concept of the book is that if you looked at our lifespan in the context of the world, our life represents half a second. So what are you doing with your half a second? And this might sound a bit depressing, but I have a doomsday screensaver that tells me how much longer I've got. And you plug in your numbers based on your lifestyle and what, and it tells you how long you're likely to live, and therefore how long you are. I've got 20 years left, Tyrone. And I find that extremely inspirational in terms of I've got this fever now to spread the message. I really want to help people to be able to live life on purpose, and I see property as a great vehicle to do that. And because I don't believe I've got limitless time, that really gets me fired up about doing it. And the book also is a real step-by-step process to success in any endeavour.
Martin recommends investors to read books specific to property investment, but also books concerning lifestyle development and motivation.
The second one we've already talked about, and that's A Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. I just find that if we talked about that patience and persistence exercise and embracing time and expecting that success is going to take time, and we just need to keep doing daily disciplines and happy habits, that's an absolute cracker. The next one I'd suggest is a book by Michael Hyatt called Living Forward. And if you're looking for something to help you get crystal clear on how you want to live, he's really documented that beautifully. I'd then be suggesting a book by Malcolm Gladwell called Outliers, which is a study of success. And we've all heard you've got to be doing something for 10,000 hours. Well, that's where it came from. It came from the book by Malcolm Gladwell, and he's such a storyteller. That's just an excellent read. I'd then be suggesting, if we get down to the property side, there's a book by Steve McKnight called Naught to Financial Freedom. It's a very short book, small, but the frameworks he has in there in terms of working out where you are and where you're going to get to are very quick and easy to absorb. And then there's a book by Noel Whittaker that I picked up back in the about 10 years ago called Saving Tax on Your Investment Property in terms of structuring and getting the entities right and the treatments right.
And of course, Martin also recommends reading Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which he accredits to learning his fundamentals and kickstarting his journey into property investment.
Brilliant book. And of course, is the old-time favourite, mate. It's a little bit out of date, but the principles are still there. It's the good old classic Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've read it, but that actually started me on my journey. There's no question. There's some really good fundamentals. I literally got a library of them, mate. I think I've read every book on property that has been written to help me get clear on what I believe and what works for me. Because we're all different. The thing that a lot of people got to take on board when we go back to that mindset question is that your sleep at night factor is going to be different from everyone else's. So my approach might not work for you, but if you get clear on what that looks like, then you can adopt an investment approach that's going to make sure that fear is not going to force you to do the wrong thing.
The most contributing personal habit to Martin's success is his daily revisiting of his annual goals, as he makes sure that he stays focused and intent on achieving what he wants to do in a limited time frame.
Sorry, yes, I have. Revisiting my annual vision is something I've been doing for over 20 years and beyond that, actually. And that's probably the best habit that I've had because I get really visual about what that looks like. As I say, I've got a multicoloured vision board with photos of all the things that we want to achieve in life. And it amazes me how quickly you end up achieving all of those. So the habit of an annual revisit of your vision is an absolute key. But then the one that's made a big difference in recent times is, I mentioned the Bush Journal. So because what I'm doing is reflecting every day on what I'm doing that's taking me closer to that long-term vision of how we want things to be.
For those who want to learn more about Bushy Martin or even seek his advice on their property investment dilemmas, be sure to contact him through his company and keep an eye out for his upcoming projects.
Businesses know how property finance, and that's easy to contact us on www.khgroup.com.au. We're in the relationship business, though. We like to talk to people, Tyrone, so pick up the phone. 08-8383-6990. It's far better than a remote contact, as we're starting to respect and know each other once we're talking to each other. In terms of the book, the book's in pre-register format, and we want people to register on bushymartin.com.au. And we're something I haven't spoken about, but we have got a big thing about eliminating abandoned pet euthanasia in Australia. So the proceeds of the book are going to a non-profit group called Living at Rough, which supports the health and needs of both the homeless and their pets, because a lot of the homeless, there's over 140,000 a night that are out there doing it tough. Quite often their only companion's their pet, and Living at Rough actually supports both of those, so they've actually got some companionship.
Thank you to Bushy Martin, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar, Bushy Martin, and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.